have highlighted economic gains, these must translate into real improvements for ordinary citizens.
Our assessment is grounded in the daily realities of workers. Those who produce the nation's wealth but sometimes remain poor. Those who sustain families and keep the public and the private institutions running, sometimes under very difficult conditions. While we acknowledge progress in certain areas, we equally highlight shortcomings where government action has fallen short of protecting livelihood, dignity and social justice.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mulala has urged citizens to hold leaders accountable by not electing members of parliament, councillors or other officials who have failed to meet public expectations.
Democracy loses meaning when workers are merely consulted lately or merely informed of decisions already taken for your own information. That's the approach given to the workers, for your own information. So we cannot make decisions where the workers are not involved. They must be on the table of decisions, not where you formulate your policy. Workers are not consulted. As Zambians, we have in recent times engaged in intense and sometimes deeply divided debates surrounding the proposed constitutional amendment under Bill 7.
Transparency International Zambia has cautioned against any attempt by political actors to discard electoral corruption as employment programs or social welfare systems ahead of the forthcoming Toronto parliamentary by-election scheduled for 15th January 2026. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyende has raised concerns over voter engagement, particularly the practice of giving money, goods or other material benefits to voters during campaign periods. Mr. Nyende has called on residents across all wards of Toronto constituency to remain vigilant and report any candidates or political actors engaging in these illegal practices to the relevant authorities. He has further urged political parties, candidates, electoral officials and all stakeholders to uphold the highest standards of integrity throughout the campaign and polling period and strict compliance with the Electoral Process Act.
Corruption in whatever form cannot and must not be normalized, and citizens in all wards of Toronto constituency are thereby urged to remain vigilant and to report any candidates or political actors that are engaged in these illegal practices to the relevant authorities. We would like to reiterate further that Zambia's democracy is founded on peace, tolerance and respect for the rule of law, and so the political competition in Chawama must be based on ideas, policies and delivery rather than intimidation, harassment or physical confrontation.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia has attributed the significant improvements in grade 9 pass rate to the abolition of automatic progression of learners from primary to secondary school in 2023. NAPEA's Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chanka has noted that prior to the policy change, grade 9 pass rate had stagnated at around 52% for many years. He said ending 100% learner progression increased academic competition, promoted hard work, increased the quality of grade 8 intake, and ensured that to a large extent, only sustainable learners progressed to secondary education. Dr. Chanka adds that the national pass rate of 72% for grade 9 candidates, up from the 55% in 2024 and nearly 72% for grade 7 candidates, is commendable and reflects positive progress in the education sector.
We remember that before the abolition in 2023, those that were going into grade 8 were not suitable to be in that grade. And the national pass rate before 2023 was around 52%. But after 2023, we saw that only those that were suitable to a very big extent were allowed to go to grade 8, which also increased the academic competition in grade 7, allowing improvement. The caliber of grade 8 and the results are what we have seen this year, that the grade 9 exams have improved.
Government has condemned the theft of a bottle pump at the Mbulungu Super Flash treatment plant, describing the incident as a direct attack on critical public health infrastructure and a serious threat to community well-being. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Fulinzi Ndugu has stated that the Mbulungu Super Flash treatment plant is a vital sanitation facility supporting safe fecal flood management in a district vulnerable to waterborne diseases, particularly during the rainy season. He has emphasized that any acts of vandalism or theft at such facilities undermines national efforts to prevent cholera outbreaks and safeguard public health. The minister has disclosed that the Chambeshi Water Supply and Sanitation Company has reported the matter to the police service and that investigations are currently underway.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Zambia's annual rate of inflation for December 2025 increased to 11.2% from 10.9% recorded in November 2025. Speaking at a press briefing, Zambia Statistics Agency acting statistician General Sheila Mudenda has attributed the increase mainly to price movements in non-food items. Ms. Mudenda has noticed that annual food inflation for December 2025 was 12.9%, down from 13.9% in November 2025.
The annual inflation for December 2025 was recorded at 11.2% from 10.9% recorded in November 2025. And this means that on average, prices of goods and services increased by 11.2% between December 2024 and December 2025. And this was mainly attributed to price movements in non-food items. The annual food inflation decreased to 12.9% for December from 13.9% in November 2025.
Meanwhile, Ms. Mudenda said the country's economy grew by 3.6% in the third quarter of 2025, up from 2.7% recorded in the same period last year. She has attributed the growth to information and communication, agriculture, transport and construction sectors, while the water supply sector recorded the lowest performance.
So the economy grew at 3.6%. for quarter three of 2025, and in comparison to quarter three of 2024, which was posted at 2.7%, we see an increase of 0.9 percentage points. We also look at the industry contribution to this 3.6% growth of quarter three 2025. We see positive contribution to the overall growth from the following industries: information and communication at 2.5%, transportation and storage at 1.0%, agriculture, forestry and fishery at 1.0%, and construction at 0.6%.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, has been permitted to leave prison to undergo surgery on Christmas week, following approval from Brazil's Supreme Court, a court document show. Bolsonaro is currently serving a 27-year prison sentence for plotting a coup after he lost the last election in 2022. Justice Alexander de Moraes on Tuesday granted permission for Bolsonaro to temporarily leave prison and to be transferred to a hospital in Rio for a hernia operation on 25th December. The BBC has more on other global stories.
The Premier of the Australian state of New South Wales has promised further reforms after the local government passed sweeping gun control laws. Chris Minns said the state had been changed forever by last week's mass shooting at a Jewish celebration at Bondi Beach, which left 15 people dead. Russian authorities say two police officers have been killed by an explosion while trying to arrest a person in Moscow. An official statement said the suspect also died when he detonated a device near a police car. The US State Department says it will deny visas to five white Europeans accusing them of leading efforts to censor Americans online. They include a former EU commissioner who helped formulate the bloc social media.